Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, brought to you live by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. You have questions about health, fitness, and nutrition, and we have the answers. We are live streaming on blogtalkradio.com, as well as on our private and our public Facebook page. Look for Momentum Fitness and Health, and you'll get live video. Listen live or archived anytime, either here at Blog Talk Radio or on our public site. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am an award-winning and certified personal trainer, health coach, and fitness nutrition specialist. Thank you for tuning in here today. Hopefully we'll get a really good live feed. We're using a different internet service today, and hopefully it'll go uninterrupted. You really should get the video. It's a little bit easier to understand sometimes. You will see that I'm using a telephone as a microphone. So let's get to why we are here today, and that's to talk about vitamin D. We need certain vitamins daily in order to live. We kind of know this already. Some come from food, and some come from other sources as well. And it's vitally important that we get our daily dose of vitamin D. We've heard this time and time again that we need to get our vitamin D. And it's more important as we get closer and closer to, these winter months. Now, getting it from food is one way, or supplements, but it could be synthetic if it's coming from supplements or from food, as a matter of fact. Getting it from the sun is another way. But do we get enough in the winter months? So make sure you keep it right here and learn why we really need vitamin D and how to get it both from our environment and both from our food, as well as some of the benefits and the consequences of each. Now, this may or may not shock you, but most Americans are deficient in vitamin D. And vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin. So if we're out in the sun a lot, we should be getting enough vitamin D, right? Maybe not. Depends on how much sunblock we're wearing and how much we're trying to stay out of the sun, because we're told that, our ozone layer is depleting and all that. So, again, most Americans are deficient in vitamin D, yet more and more studies are revealing its vital, vital importance. This amazing vitamin helps prevent osteoporosis. It helps in treating depression, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and actually much more. Now, again, vitamin D is often referred to as the sunshine vitamin. It's actually a fat-soluble hormone that the body can produce naturally. Yes, our body does naturally produce vitamin D, so that'd probably be the best way to get it, wouldn't you think? And there are several forms of vitamin D, including two that are important to humans, and that's D2 and D3 as well. D2 is synthesized by plants, and vitamin D3 is synthesized by humans when the skin is exposed to ultraviolet B or UVB rays from sunlight. Now, I already mentioned that vitamin D does help with osteoporosis. Now, what it does is it helps your bones with mineral absorption. That's how it works. It's not going to directly attack osteoporosis. It's going to help your body do its natural thing and protect it from these things. Specifically, calcium is what is going to help your bones absorb. We know that our bones need calcium to stay strong. So vitamin D helps to boost our immune system as well and can help us prevent illnesses like rickets and psoriasis. Now, in addition, research has shown that vitamin D can help lower blood pressure and provide protection from rheumatoid arthritis as well as multiple sclerosis. In addition to that, growing evidence has demonstrated its important role in defending against cancer as well. Studies link a deficiency of vitamin D to as many as 18 different cancers. So make sure you're getting your vitamin D, because it's been linked as a possible cause or possible player in 18 different cancers. Now, depression, that's the big one. A lack of vitamin D has yet to be identified as a cause of depression, but there are small sample size studies that show that the treatment with vitamin D has been shown to improve depression symptoms and improve overall mood. And that's something that we talk about a lot at the studio when we're talking about nutrition. We talk about food and mood and how different foods can affect your mood. Different deficiencies in certain things can affect your mood. You just think about, you know, the stuff that we eat during the holidays. We eat a lot of things that do have vitamin D or actually have tryptophan, and that can help calm us down and make us feel a little bit better and more relaxed. So now, according to the CDC, in 2006, a whopping 1/4 of the population was deficient in vitamin D. That's 1 out of every 4 people are deficient in vitamin D. That is a lot of people. And 8% were at risk for vitamin D deficiency. So now you're looking at 33% of the population is either close to or at risk or actually has a vitamin D deficiency. That's 1 out of every 3 people. Again, a lot of people. And 1% had levels that were considered imminently harmful. So these deficiencies of vitamin D are very, very common. And it's especially common in industrialized countries and especially in northern latitudes where sun exposure is typically infrequent. We spend so much time indoors, working indoors. Or just being indoors, if we're at home. So low levels of vitamin D may be indicated by porous bones, weak muscles, and easy fracturing of the bones. Now, a simple blood sample can also tell you if you have a deficiency. If you're not getting checked every year or every 2 years, have a full blood panel drawn and to know where your vitamin deficiencies are at. But let's say, you know, without the test, you're worried. You're worried right now, and you want to know for sure that you're getting enough of vitamin D. So what do you do? After all, that's the second reason why we're here. You know that you need it, and you know that most of us are deficient, or a third of us are deficient. But now where do you get it? Now, according to the National Institutes of Health, the daily adequate intake, or AI, for adults, it's 5 micrograms or 200 international units daily for males, female, and pregnant or lactating women under the age of 50. Now, people 50 to 70 years old should get 10 micrograms daily. So that's double, or 400 international units. And those over 70 should get another 5 micrograms on top of that. It's 600 international units per day. Now, many holistics or health coaches, such as myself, suggest getting anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 international units daily. A lot of times if you go in and you see even a non-holistic practitioner and they see that your vitamin D levels are low, they may want to give you a 5,000 international unit a day prescription. So those do need, you know, 5,000 is one single pill is a prescription. And again, that's daily if you're really, really, truly deficient until it brings your levels up. There aren't any real adverse effects to having too much vitamin D, so you don't have to worry about, you know, if you're going over too much. I still wouldn't go crazy with it because too much of a good thing is, you know, never a great thing. So you got to be careful with that if you're going to go too high, but you got to go really, really high to get too high. Now, according to the National Institute of Health, the AI for children from birth until 5 years of age should take 5 micrograms per day or 200 international units. So what are the best ways to get these 2 to 4 to 600 international units of vitamin D? experts agree that vitamin D is extremely crucial. There is some controversy, however, about the best way to get it. Some are going to say that exposure to the sun is enough, while others are going to encourage supplementation. Be very, very careful when somebody is telling you to supplement. Do they sell a specific supplement? Do they belong to a specific club that they're trying to sell supplements for? Because a lot of times they'll kind of push shaky science on you. Honestly, I don't sell supplements. I don't take a lot of supplements myself, but vitamin D is one supplement I do take during times, certain times of the year, and we're going to get into that here in a little bit. So if you're going to get it from your diet, if you're going to get it from food and not take a supplement, well, actually, technically, food is a supplement. Dr. Andrew Weil says this. It isn't easy to get enough vitamin D from your diet just because it's not really found in the diet. While fortified vitamin D foods such as milk, cereals are available, most provide vitamin D2, which is a form that is much less well utilized by the body than D3, which is what the body will make itself. And you're going to run into synthetic vitamins here. Now, good dietary sources, if you're going to go that route, do include fortified foods like eggs, salmon, tuna, mackerel, and sardines. So that's from food. You're going to notice there that there aren't any non-animal options there. So for you vegans, if you're going to do vitamin D, you can get it from some cereals, some orange juices, but you're going to want to take an actual supplement. And the supplement that we use at home is actually a spray. We use a little spray, and then for our baby, or for our infant rather, we use little drops. But we do make sure we get her outside as well, just to be on the safe side. So you can do a spray. I suggest the Garden of Life spray. No, I don't sell Garden of Life. I just like their product. But you can get it in a spray. Same thing as I've mentioned before with B12. And your body's going to absorb it a bit better. Where am I at here? Sorry, looking at my script. So I would go with the spray. Try and avoid the pills if you're going to do a supplement. The problem with pills is that your body's going to have to break down the cellulose fiber that's outside the pill, and it's also going to have to make sure that it breaks down the magnesium stearate, which is something that is used to push a pill through a machine so it doesn't jam up the machine. I see it is necessary. I've worked in manufacturing places, and you don't want your machine to jam up, but it's likely going to, slide right through you, too, without giving you the chance to fully absorb it. So if you take it in a liquid form, either a dropper or a spray, you're better off. Now, I personally feel that your best source is letting your body make it on its own, make vitamin D on its own, because I already mentioned that vitamin D is something that we synthesize in ourselves. And now, since sunlight causes our bodies to make vitamin D, a daily exposure is extremely helpful. Makes sense, right? So a helpful rule is to estimate the amount of time it would take for your skin to turn pink or slightly but noticeably darker from being out in the sun. Then reduce that time by 50% if you have fair skin, 25% for darker skin, and get that amount of exposure between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. 2 to 3 times per week. So long and short of it is get your butt outside. Get your butt outside and you're going to get vitamin D, especially if your arms and your legs are exposed. But food and supplementation may be more crucial during the winter months when we tend to be outside less. And if we are outside, we tend to be covered up more often. So, again, during those times, I do suggest taking a liquid vitamin D supplement versus a pill, either the drops or the spray. And, again, I do suggest Garden of Life. Your body will absorb it so much better. So, but the problem is, and why you would want to supplement in the winter months is because, one, we're covered up. B, the sun isn't as strong from November till April. So, you're not going to get as much from the sun. It's not going to help your body synthesize as much. Plus, like I said, we're covered up too. So if you're going to get it from food, be very, very careful. on where you're getting it. It just probably just be better to do the supplement, because a lot of times the supplements in the food are going to be cheaper. And it's going to be that D2, but you can get the liquid D3 from Garden of Life and other reputable companies as well. Make sure you do your research, and you can get a vegan D3 as well. But your body does have to break down the cellulose of that pill, so that's why you want to stay with the liquid versus the pill. So, long and short of it, get your butt outside. Make sure you're getting vitamin D. It's going to help prevent osteoporosis. It's going to help treat depression if you have symptoms of depression. It's going to help with psoriasis. It's going to help with just a whole host of different things. I'd say rickets, but who has rickets anymore? The only rickets in the Chicago area is the owner of the Cubs. Go Cubs. But yeah, so try and get it from the sun as much as you can, and then do a little bit of supplementation in the winter months. That is what I suggest my clients to do, but I also suggest you to do your research on reputable companies for that. So any other questions about health, fitness, and wellness, please feel free to drop on by the website and contact us. It's www.findingyourmomentum.com. We're not going to have a show again next week. I am on vacation. If you think I'm working while I'm on vacation, you're crazy. So please do join us again in 2 weeks. We'll have another topic for you. Not quite sure what it'll be yet. I'm sure it'll be something fun. And we're going to get closer to Thanksgiving, so we'll definitely be talking a lot of food and eating healthy at parties and how to avoid those holiday pitfalls, and how to stay in shape during the holidays in colder months as well. So, again, thank you for joining me today. FindingYourMomentum.com or Momentum Fitness and Health on Facebook. Please make sure to come out and find us, and we'll see you later. So until next time, I hope you find your momentum. That's all.